Welcome back to the Steve Gruber Show. I am Jeff Wiggins, filling in for Steve. Happy to be here with you. Of course, if you miss Steve these past couple days, if you're yearning for more Steve Gruber, of course, you can check him out on social media. He is at Steve Gruber Show. That's on Twitter and Facebook, of course. And you can check out some of the show highlights, some other articles that we talked about here in the past week on SteveGruber.com. All the good Steve Gruber stuff you'll want, you'll need, is right there. We touched on, in the Big Three, the desire for certain individuals, certain movements, to essentially insert a new type of history, a certain misguided perspective into curriculum that is teaching our children. And, you know, the loudest cries in opposition to this come from the right of center folks that I guess some in the mainstream would consider loud, obnoxious, Tea Party, etc. They don't like when conservatives get all uppity. They get all loud and involved and active. It tends to produce some truths that they're not too big on. And one of the things is we've been saying for some time that these far left groups are trying to put this new perspective on American and world history, for that matter, under the guise of something called critical race theory or something to that effect. And the argument is they're trying to do this quietly. They're trying to do this under the radar because of the opposition it would receive, not just from the loud and active members of the conservative political spectrum. It's opposed by independents, by people who consider themselves middle of the road. And essentially what it is this notion that regardless of whatever you do, if you are white, you are racist. You can't escape it. It is fact. And the country was founded on racism. It has always been racist. It has always been oppressive of any person of color. And that needs to be embedded in how we teach American history. I don't know about you, but I remember why this country was founded, how this country was founded, because I've studied the history books. You have. You know the good things about our history. You know the bad things about our history. It was not ignored. Our founding fathers talked about it. They argued about it. John Adams was an ardent opponent of slavery. Thomas Jefferson, it's well documented, a slave owner, in fact, opposed slavery, said it was an abomination. But at the time, some, very misguided few, felt it was necessary. Others thought it was, saw nothing wrong with it. And that's a huge problem. But we have to call that out. We don't say this country was founded on racism. We say, yeah, there was some very misguided folks, some with evil intent. But the vast majority of the people who founded this country, established this country, believed in freedom for everyone. That's why they put it in our Constitution. The next major document, even before our Constitution, before we had a president of the United States, was the Northwest Ordinance. And in the Northwest Ordinance, it prohibited slavery in the new Ohio Territory. And of course, at that time, Michigan, Indiana, Ohio, Illinois, Wisconsin, that whole area was the Northwest Territory. Yes, unfortunately, Michigan folks, we were referred to as Ohio at one point, but we found the error of our ways there as well. But the next major document for American expansion, Manifest Destiny, expanding our territory, essentially doubling the size of the United States at the time, this Northwest Territory, this Northwest Ordinance, said there'd be no slavery. Those were the kind of principles that our country was founded on, and it was established in those documents. Unfortunately, you have the Biden administration sending out school reopening guidance that promotes that type of new perspective of history. And they were caught doing it. They said, oh, no, that was a mistake. We didn't mean to include that in there. But it's been out for months on how schools should reopen. And they gave them this guidance that says, essentially, you have to teach this form of critical race theory or talk about it. And describes whiteness as a form of oppression and accuses the U.S. education system of the spirit murder of black, brown, and indigenous children. This is absolute crap. The fact that the Biden administration is saying they knew nothing about this is crap. Senator Tom Cotton said the same thing. He says, they're for this. They're just not going to tell you they're for it. This is why we have to pay attention. These type of things can fly under the radar. People aren't active. People aren't paying attention. Jeff Wiggins, filling in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be back.